What's up, people? We are just random teenagers who like to talk about places around the world. We poorly explain countries with stuff we find on the internet. Today, we're going to talk about Indonesia.
As you can see by the title, it's in Asia, specifically Southeast Asia.
Fun fact, they produce a lot of palm oil. I don't know why, they just do.
Wow, slow your roll. We can't do the whole episode in the first 2 minutes.
You're right, I'm just a little eager because this is the first podcast any of these, I don't know, hold on, let me check.
Oh.
8 people have done.
Anyways, Indonesia is in Southeast Asia and...
You already said that!
Give me a second! Indonesia is a great place to visit. They have many museums, beaches, and volcanoes to visit.
To be exact, 281 museums, 2,003 beaches...
2,003 beaches?!
147 volcanoes.
147 volcanoes? Oh, yes, it's very good for tourism. It costs just over 1,000 for a whole week.
That may seem like a lot, but compare that to other places, and it is very low compared to Las Vegas. It's over 2,500 for a week in Vegas.
So yeah, Indonesia is a great place to travel to, but it has a lot more to offer. Their native language is Bahasa Indonesia, but Japanese is also spoken there. However, Indonesia has a vast amount of languages spoken there.
What about the culture?
It is mostly Muslims, but other than that, sort of religion, so it's very diverse.
How so?
They have a lot of performing arts like music and dancing. They also have unique stuff like tooth carving.
They carve your teeth?
No, animal teeth.
Which ones?
Local animals and sometimes whales.
What about music?
They have many instruments such as gambangs, banangs, sarangs, kenongs, and gongs.
Gambling?
No, gambangs. Not a casino.
What if it was casino music?
No.
Anyways. Enough of my rant about casinos. Enough about people, too. It's time to talk about animals and plants. Indonesia has a lot of animal species living on its islands. One example is the world's most dangerous lizards, also known as the Komodo dragon, lives there. It measures a maximum length of 6 meters. It was believed that they killed their prey with bacterial infections, but it turns out they only hunt using venom.
Another example of an interesting animal that lives on these islands is the Asian elephant. Sadly, it's the only currently living species of the genus Elephas.
It's genus! It's genus Elephas!
Huh? What?
It's genus Elephas. There is a difference. There is a big difference. Whatever, keep going.
It is sadly endangered and is at risk of going extinct. There are fewer than 5,000 Asian elephants in the world. However, it's the largest land mammal on the Asian continent.
Fun fact, part 2. Indonesia is home to the world's largest flower, the Rafflesia arnoldi.
The Rafflesia arnoldi.
God damn it. I don't know. Or the stinking corpse lily, weighing 22 pounds, or for you American people, 222 McDonald's cheeseburgers. It is also known as a competitor for a certain corpse flower.
I'll be right back.
Anyways, conveniently, Indonesia has a strangely large amount of McDonald's, 269 to be exact, so people in these 7,508 islands will never run out of McDonald's. Speaking about people, Indonesia has a very high population of 273.8 million people. That's a lot of McDonald's to serve to people.
I'm back. Did I just hear that Indonesia has 269 McDonald's?
Yep, you heard that correctly. I wonder what food they serve there, though.
They serve food that you don't normally find. There's fish, rice, chicken legs, and even steak.
Well, I'm glad they have rice for emergencies, but you're making me kind of hungry.
But do you know why they only serve fish, chicken, and steak, but not pork?
Why?
According to their beliefs, a pig or pork is considered a dirty food compared to stuff like fish or chicken. It contains a lot of bacteria, toxins, and fat from the life of the pig rolling around in the mud a lot, so it's really dirty.
Oh my god, that kind of makes sense. But I don't care.
But enough about McDonald's. Time for some real cuisine.
So, like, the real food?
Yep. Time for some authentic food.
Can I eat some?
We don't have any.
Bro.
One food that they have that is well known is called satay. Never heard of it, but sounds yummy.
Does it have variants?
I think. Chicken, fish, and etc.
That etc. isn't food.
Oh.
Anyways, anything else in there?
Peanut sauce, long tongue, a rice cake.
So, James shouldn't go to Indonesia, right?
I shouldn't go either.
Anything else?
One more unique dish.
What?
Kerak telur.
What?
A rice egg snack.
True Asian snack right there. Beautiful. So that's it?
Of course not.
So what else?
The snack is made of coconuts and shallots.
That's all?
Yep.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Why do you do this?
It's fun to watch.
Watch what?
The rice egg snack.
It moves?
No, it's not an alien. It's fun to see it made.
Sure.
There, done, for real.
I don't believe you.
For real.
Fine.
You wanna know something funny?
It better not be about food.
Indonesia saves the same flag as another country that's gonna come up in a later episode.
That's convenient, but also, hey, no spoilers. Stop.
Sorry.
I wonder who came up with it first, though.
I imagine whoever first came up with a copyright infringed the other country.
Hold on. I'm getting a message from somebody who totally doesn't exist, but also I guess does. I guess it's not copywriting. I don't know.
Bruh. So, it isn't copywriting?
Okay.
Lucas, why'd you say that, you said Indonesia saves the same flag as another country.
Yeah.
You said same's the same, not shares the same.
It doesn't matter. Anyways, that's for a different episode, though.
Indonesia has a moderately good economy.
I heard they house the largest gold mine there.
The gold mine is known as Grasberg.
Why Grasberg?
I don't know. Grasberger?
I heard it isn't just gold.
I heard they have some green rocks. Is that jade?
No, is that uranium?
I don't know. I don't think they kill us.
But do just they, copper. Though?
It's just copper, apparently.
So, copper in a gold mine. That doesn't make sense.
Silver,
who wrote this
too.
Script?
Oh. I wonder. Me? James.
Oh, that makes sense.
Bruh.
So copper and gold in the mine?
Yep. Also silver, too.
So it's a mine that has useful stuff.
Yeah, that's probably where all the economy comes from. Or most of it.
Anyways, give me a death toll.
Last I killed eight in 2003 and a mine collapsed in 2013. 38 were trapped and only 10 survived.
Wait, isn't that a decade apart?
I think.
That's strange. So what about last year?
They closed the mine a bit due to water.
Aw, that's pathetic. It's just a little water.
Not a little, but also no death, so yay!
What do you mean, not a little? I mean, it's either there's a flood or someone poured out a water bucket.
Flood.
Oh.
Big flood.
Anyways, you have any other goofy facts about the economy?
They also have an outstanding balance of grain and wheat, so that's good.
That's not about the economy, but anyways, I hate the economy. Did you know that Indonesia won the first FIFA World Cup? I don't really care, but like, soccer fans, there's a fact for you.
I thought Argentina did that. Well, I'm not into soccer anyway, so it's fine.
They don't even call it soccer.
Wait, what? They don't call that?
It's called CPAC Bala, I think.
Did you pronounce that correctly?
Definitely not, hon. CPAC Bola, I think.
Oh. Mhm. I think. Does it translate to football or soccer?
The first part means kick and bola means ball. So, kickball?
Isn't that like a game you play in like fifth grade or something?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's neither.
Yep.
So, we have soccer, football, and kickball.
Yep.
Why are there so many variants?
I think that's it.
My question?
Oh, right. So, we are done. Thank you for joining us today in this episode. We will be releasing more episodes for this series as seen on our profile picture that you probably saw.
But the question!
Oh shoot, this episode isn't long enough. James?
I'm working on it.
Later.
That's so dumb.
I finished.
Yay!
Okay, but now it is late.
I tried, but we can edit it in.
And that truly ends off the first podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm severely underpaid for this. Please help.